In the gospel reading today, our Lord begins this parable by saying that there are some who trust in themselves as being just and despise others. I have my doubts that there are many of us who would actually think that way. I am a saint and I'm going to heaven, but you're a loser. Yeah, that's probably not what most of us are thinking. But it actually takes different forms, because we probably aren't going to go quite that far, but in our humanness, one of the problems that we have is we absolutely love to judge. We love to judge. The Lord condemns it outright, but that hasn't stopped us. In fact, the Desert Fathers tell us that the desire to judge others will be the last thing to go before perfection. So it's a problem that every last one of us has. Unless you have achieved perfection and become a saint, you have that same problem. And the problem with judging others isn't so much of judging necessarily what it is that they're doing, because we can look around the world and we can see that there are lots of people doing a lot of really bad things. And that's not a problem to say that. Nor is it a problem to make a judgment on what it is they say. If somebody says something that is false, or within the church, if somebody says something that is heretical, we not only can make a judgment about that, we must make a judgment about that. Where the question comes in has to do with judging somebody's motive. Why are they doing what they're doing? Well, unless they tell you, you don't know. We can't judge the person. Every one of us can look back in our lives and realize that there are some times in our lives when we've probably done something that under normal circumstances we certainly wouldn't do and probably would even condemn. But because the situation was what it was, we found ourselves sometimes having to do something that we really wouldn't want to do normally. But if nobody knows why we did it, are they then going to stand in condemnation to be able to say, oh, look what you did? The only thing we can ever say is, well, yeah, but that's because of the circumstances. Then why don't we give other people that same benefit of the doubt? If there are circumstances for which we can justify, in our own minds at least, what we've done, could there not be in somebody else's situation? Now again, we might look at it and where we get ourselves in trouble is things like, I would never do that. Well, guess what? If you do that, within a few weeks, God's going to get you and he is going to give you an opportunity. And guess what you're going to do? Exactly what you just said you would never do, because the pride was so much that you're blinded. And so he will actually allow you to fall into that because it will be good for your humility. Pride goes before the fall, Scripture says. And so the Lord actually sometimes will allow us to sin in order to bring greater good, the greater good being the humility that we need. Again, that doesn't sound normal to us. It's like, no, God wouldn't ever do that. God wants what's the best for you. And what's the best is that we would be humble, so that we can be charitable, and the best is so that we have charity. And if our pride is in the way, we can't have charity. It's just that simple. And so the Lord will allow things to happen in our lives to help us to recognize that we can't judge. It's exactly what he taught us. Judge not, lest you be judged. As you judge others, so will you be judged, he said. Imagine if we have to stand before the Lord one day and the judgment that we use against others is what's going to be used against us. That might not be such a happy day then. So not only will we not be able to stand in front of the Lord and say, oh, you are so lucky that you created me, we're going to be in pretty rough shape that day. So we need to make sure that we aren't giving over to our pride, which again is a real problem. I don't think that there has ever been, well, maybe Our Lady would be the one exception, I don't think there's ever been anyone in the human race for whom humility comes naturally. Pride, on the other hand, does. And so we have to work against the pride, constantly working against it. And it has to start within our own self. The problem, as we've talked about before, is that there's not a whole lot we can actually do. There are some things we can do. We can catch ourselves. We can watch where it is that we get ourselves into trouble, where we shoot off our mouths, where we put ourselves into a situation that we really didn't need to, where we boast, where we're arrogant, whatever it might be. We can look at those things. We can say, okay, I can be quiet in these situations. I can pull back in these situations. I don't have to put my two cents worth in these situations, whatever it may be. But that's about all that we can do. Because the problem with pride is that if we actually do something that appears humble, we get proud of it. And we get so proud of our humility that we're actually more arrogant than we were before we started, and it all backfires on us. Which is why the only way to humility is through humiliation. And none of us usually rejoices when we get humiliated, and so it doesn't come easily, it doesn't come naturally to us. But one of the areas at least where we can start is with the judgment of our own self. Most of us aren't judging ourselves in the negative way, it's the opposite. Once again, the pride is there. When we judge ourselves against somebody else, usually what we're trying to do is to find something at least that we can say that we're better than this other person. What good is that? So again, we look at the first reading, and St. Paul tells us that there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, varieties of ministries, but the same Lord, and varieties of workings, but the same God who works them all in all of us, and that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for profit. So God has given each and every person here a variety of gifts, whatever those gifts may be. So St. Paul speaks about some of them. He talks about knowledge. He talks about understanding. He talks about wisdom. He talks about, you know, the different healing gifts or working miracles or whatever. But we have to remember a couple of things. First of all, these come from God. They're not from us. So if we just look at it on the natural level and say, perhaps you are the most intelligent person here today. I don't know who is, but let's just say it's you. Does that give you bragging rights? I'm the smartest. I'm the most intelligent. I am what? No, that's a gift from God. You didn't do it. You have an obligation now to cooperate with God and develop the gift, but it's God's gift to you. The same is true with anything else. Whatever it happens to be that you do well, that's God's gift. And yes, maybe you had to go to school and learn how to do this or that or the other thing. So you're cooperating with God, you're developing the gift. But it's still God's gift. So we need to give Him the credit. It's not something we can take credit for ourselves. Remember what St. Paul told us, that God chooses the weak. God chooses the lowborn. God chooses those who are nothing. Well, here we are. Now, of course, in our pride, we want to say, well, no, that's not me. Yeah, it is. Because we have to be able to recognize that what this publican did in the gospel reading today needs to be our disposition. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Not, Lord, because you gave me all these gifts, I'm better than someone else. I'm greater than them. I have more ability than them. I can do more, whatever it is. It's like, no, they're his gifts to you. And so he wants you to be able to use those gifts, certainly to better your own self, but for his glory and for the good of others. Our pride is what kills us. And so we have to be able to develop that humility. And in order to do that, we have to pray for it. And then brace yourself because of what's going to come. But if we can recognize that if we judge ourselves against somebody else, what we're really doing is to say, well, the gift that God gave to me, he didn't give to this other person. Praise the Lord that he gave you the gift. But then praise him for the gift that he gave to that other person, because you know what? There are some things that other person does better than you, because God gave some gifts to that person. And who are we to look down on someone else? Maybe you're the CEO of some big Fortune 500 company. You're going to look down on the janitor? Try and do your job if the janitor doesn't show up. See how well everything goes in your company. It won't. So the janitor needs to be grateful for the CEO, because the janitor probably doesn't want to do that job or doesn't have the ability. But on the other end, the CEO needs to be grateful for the janitor for what they're doing, because maybe that's not what the CEO wants to do and doesn't have the ability. Either way, we need to be able to see the gifts that God has given to each. And in our worldliness, we tend to look at some of the gifts, because some people make more money because they have these abilities, we tend to look at them as being greater or more important. They're not. They're different gifts. And praise God for those gifts. But that doesn't make us any better than someone else. It doesn't make us higher than someone else. And it doesn't even mean our gift is greater than someone else's. If God wants to give you the greatest gift that he can possibly give you, it's humility. And if you have humility, you're not going to look at yourself as being better than anyone else. So now you've got the greatest gift that God can give you, and you're not going to see yourself as better than anyone because you've got humility. So if we think ourselves better than someone else, that's our pride. That's, again, where we have to start looking at our own interior life. Give the glory to God. If you have an ability to do extraordinary things, praise God. Give him the glory. It's not look what I can do. No, it's look what God has given me to be able to do. Yes, I have the ability to do this, but because God gave me the ability to do it. Not because I'm so wonderful that I can do this for you. No. It's to serve others. If God has given you a gift, it is to be able to be used to serve others, not to make yourself more important. And we all need all the various gifts that God has given to different people. So none of us can look down on another. In fact, St. Paul says that if we have humility, we're going to look at others as being greater than ourselves. So imagine how life would be if we all put ourselves at the bottom and looked up at others and saw the dignity of others and treated others with that dignity rather than looking down at somebody else. We can't look down on anybody. Again, all we need to do is remember what our patron saint said, Saint Augustine. If it weren't for the grace of God, that would be me. So you look at somebody out there living these pagan ways, Why is it not me? Only because God gave me the grace to be able to recognize His truth and respond to it. Otherwise, that would be me. Look at this person who's committing all these sins. If it weren't for the grace of God, that would be me. And we all know that to be true. We can't look at it and say, well, I'm so much better than this loser over here because I'm not doing that. When's the last time you went to confession? Seems to me that every one of us has a list of sins that we do. Maybe we're not doing that, but we're doing these things. So are we actually going to brag because our sins aren't worse than somebody else's? That's pretty stupid. Don't want to brag that our sins are better than anybody else's either. Oh, I'm committing bigger sins than you. Aren't I cool? No, but neither can we say, well, I'm committing smaller sins than you. We still just admit I'm committing sins. Maybe they're not the same ones as you are. Maybe they're not as big as yours, but I'm still a sinner. I still have to go to confession. Who am I to look down on somebody else? We can't. So what a wonderful lesson for all of us to be able to learn, because it's necessary. Because we're going to stand before the judge one day, and we are going to be judged according as we have judged. If we are humble and we look at others as better than ourselves, then the judgment is going to be very merciful. If we have no humility and we look down on others and we stand in condemnation of others, then the Lord's going to look down and condemn us. So we might be doing a lot of things really well. And praise God. Obviously you have faith. Obviously you have some love for God. You wouldn't be here if that weren't there. Those are gifts from God, as I recall. They are theological virtues, which means they came from God and they bring us back to God. None of us did this ourselves. So praise God that He's given that to you. I remember talking to somebody years ago, back when I was in college. You know how young people are, and it's like, you go to daily mass? Ugh. And I don't even like going just once a week, and you go every day? And all I could say is, maybe that's all you need. I need to go to Mass every day, or I would be flat on my face. I know my sinfulness. I know my weakness. I need this. Again, if we can just start to see our own weakness, our own brokenness, that why does God give you this gift to be able to have faith and hope and charity and others don't have that? Because you and I need it. Imagine where we would be if we didn't have it. Maybe He's giving those people the grace at some point to overcome what it is that they're doing. But I know myself well enough, I wouldn't be able to overcome it. If I fell into what some of those people are doing, I couldn't get out of it. God in His mercy didn't allow me to fall in because He knew I couldn't get out of it. So maybe that's true for many of us. How can we look down? We don't know what the circumstances of those people's lives are. Maybe they were neglected. Maybe they were abused. Maybe some horrible, horrible things happened, and that's why they're in the situation that they are. We don't know. So we can't judge them. We can look at their circumstances and say they're horrible. We could even look at their sins and say those are horrible sins. We don't know why they're doing them. That's where we have to be so careful. And again, not to think of ourselves as better than them. I can tell you from years of hearing confessions and counseling people and working with them that when I deal with these people and their brokenness, I literally walk away and say, wow, they're doing way better than I would be doing if those things had happened in my life. Yeah, what they're doing is not good, but I know myself well enough to know I'd be doing way worse than what they are. So again, you look at it that way and you can actually hold them up. They're committing some pretty bad sins and you can actually hold them up and say they're doing better than what I would be doing. Because they are. So we need to pray for people. We need to be charitable to people. We need to be humble within our own self and pray. Because if we're arrogant, God doesn't have any time for that. If we're really trying, if we want to be humble, and of course our arrogance is in the way, God will help us with that. He'll humiliate us, and he's got an infinite imagination, so he can find hundreds of ways to do it. And he's really good at it. But that's only if you really want it. If you don't want it, he's going to let you go your own way. So it's something we really have to look at our own interior disposition. And we need to work at this and pray for that grace so that we aren't going to stand before God with arrogance and say, "You're so lucky you created me." But rather, we will stand before the Lord and we will say, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner."